Blog Talk Radio.
Union College President David R. Harris recently penned an argument against freedom of speech on college campuses. Just wait till they have something that the government takes away from them that they support, that they want to have the freedom to try to get back. And, well, how would you communicate anyways? Because if you talk to another person, you're engaging in free speech, no matter what the comment is, no matter what the topic is. Sorry, sir, you're talking about the weather, and we can't have that. No freedom of speech. I want to get into that. The Democrats in New York are still trying to massively go after Donald J. Trump and his, well, since the collusion thing is false, now they got to go after his tax returns. All I know is my taxes, I got more money for the first time in a long time. Thank you. Whether it's Trump or not, I don't know, but you know, and if anything, let's talk to all these politicians on the left and the right that have millions of dollars. Ilhan Omar, the Democrat from Minnesota, claimed Monday evening that a Jewish White House senior advisor, Stephen Miller, is a white nationalist. Well, actually, it's false. He's a Jew. I'm going to get into some things that go back to actually Hitler's time and all that stuff. So, and, of course, you know, you got BS Bernie Sanders coming out saying in 12 years the world's going to come to an end. Global warming. But guess what? You know, Al Gore already tried that one. He gave it 10 years, and that's passed. I don't know. I'm going to get in also to legalizing pot doesn't come with social costs, because now that they have, you know, I'm pretty sure they have, like, pot tarts. And they're having all these, like, infused products that have similar names to name brands and stuff. And I'm going to get into my thoughts on that and so much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And Salvations 2:3. Seek the Lord, all who are humble, and follow his commands. Seek to do what is right and live humbly. Perhaps even yet the Lord will protect you from his anger on that day of destruction. So think about that kind of going through your day to day. And welcome to the conversation. And to all you that are watching on Facebook Live, as many people know, I can't see who's on or not, so I want to give a shout out right now to a guy that I'm impressed with. It's the Tony Bennett, the coach of the Virginia football team. Just kidding. Football is not playing well. European football. I'll talk about that later. But basketball, because in the NCAA tournament at the Final Four, there's evidence that when Texas Tech was actually having a group prayer, they kind of went away from it. You know, and there's a lot of media where they try to hide the fact that people pray. And what did Tony Bennett's first words after winning the championship? I'm humble, Lord. I'm humble, Lord. He's given it to God. And it's just awesome to, you know, to see that people come out with their faith and, you know, and all this stuff. And I think it's great, you know, that people, you know, Muslims can come out and have anti-Semitic things against Jews. But, you know, when they try to cover up the fact that we're a Christian nation, you know, a lot of us like me will not. I'm a Christian. I'm a Catholic. I'm a believer. There you go. So it's just one of those things. And you have President David R. Harris talking about he's against freedom of speech. Now, when I first heard this, I thought this was heresy. I'm like, wait a minute. Union College president penned an argument against freedom of speech on campus, claiming that institutions of higher learning have a responsibility to manage speech by providing constructive engagement so that the students can have an optimal learning experience. Well, how do you sit on that and what he said? Because when you say gun legislation, we want to just have some sensible gun legislation. Okay, that's fine. Well, where do you draw the line? Because when it doesn't work, do you add more? I mean, you know, what would be considered off topic? Because if I talk about the weather, guess what? If you're allowed to speak at all or say anything at all, that's freedom of speech, no matter what it is. Even if you say hello, what are you not going to be able to say hello? What? How are you going to judge what is off topic? If you're saying, okay, we're not going to have any political, we're not going to have any, you know, if it's politically motivated, we're not going to have it at all, no matter what it is. Left, right, liberal, we don't care. But where do you draw the line with freedom of speech and censorship? Because these people that are wanting this are going to get bit in the butt, because it's only a matter of time before something that they really care about, they're going to want to speak out about it, and they're not going to be able to, because, hey, we started this freeze, no speech. We want no speaking on campus. So where do we go from here? How do we go forward? How do we go forward? I mean, I guess it goes back to like when I was in high school. And when I was in high school, I didn't know what anyone believed. You didn't, pardon me, you didn't have freedom of speech. You had freedom of speech, but you didn't, people weren't wearing Trump shirts. People weren't wearing, you know, there were no political wearing anything. There were kids that, yeah, like Bill Clinton's like the cool hip guy, but that was about it. Other than that, there was nothing. People were not. Okay, one of my friends, he's like, what makes someone a Jew? Well, it's actually a belief system. Because as Hiawatha, as you and I, we believe Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. The Jews believe that Moses is the Messiah. And they still kind of wait for like the coming, you know, like we know Jesus came down. You know, how dare you work on the Sabbath? And like in the Bible, it says very clearly, it says, you know, he who is without sin, throw the first stone. You know, no one's perfect. But if you look at the Bible and the Jews, you know, they would always boast about themselves.
Well, it's also a birth thing.
Yeah.
You have to be born from a Jewish woman, from Abraham,
yeah,
Isaac, Jacob, and the 12
yep.
tribes.
Yeah.
It's
kind of like if you look at it from like the Sunnis and Shiites. The one believe that they come from the Allah, and the other people said, no, we're the direct descendants of Allah, and they fight and fight and fight for thousands of years. What did it say on top of the cross when Jesus was crucified? It said, King of the Jews. He was a Jew. So, I mean, we were all believers in that respect. But hope that answers your question, you know. And it's just nice to see people coming out, whether it's in the NBA or NCAA, saying, you know, I'm humbled by the Lord. I'm here because of God, you know. I wish Carson Edwards the best as he goes into the NBA. I wish he would stay. And he kind of reminds me of Glenn Robinson that was at Purdue. When he was at Purdue, is he going to stay at Purdue? No, he's not. He was having people take his test and everything. He couldn't cover up the fact he was failing. Don't know what ever happened to him, but It's just one of those things. But, you know, we have this notion that you should have freedom of speech. I want liberals to come to my town and speak. But don't keep me from speaking. Don't keep me from speaking my mind. If you're a Muslim, great. Share the Quran, but also accept the Bible and say, hey, you have the right to believe in this. Don't try to shove your Quran down our throats and we have to change everything about this school because, you know, because they have these prayer rooms. Well, everyone can use it. Well, somewhat. Yeah, everyone can use it because since you shoved it down the throats of the people because it's there because the Muslims demanded it so that they can have a place to pray. And since you have to allow Christians there because if not, it's a violation. And I don't even know how, you know, that's the only good thing I can say about that is there is a prayer room for Christians because at the same time, guess what? If a Christian tried to have that prayer room, that wouldn't be allowed. Well, separation of church and state and freedom and all this other BS, it wouldn't be allowed. But when they cave to Muslims, well, if Muslims can have one, we have to have one. You know, and then that room becomes multiple. I'm surprised they allow. Well, I'm surprised the one group doesn't say, well, I can't be in the same room with, you know, the other religion or whatever the case may be. So it's just one of those things, you know. It's very interesting, and I'm going to keep my eye on this one because these people wanting to have freedom of speech abolished. It's only a matter of time before you care about something and you're not going to have the freedom to stand up. Oh, let me see, Venezuela. Yeah, they gave up their guns, and now look, the country's falling apart, and they can't fight to get it back. There's a reason why we have a Second Amendment, right? Is to keep us from an ever-controlling government, you know. But now you have these Democrats. Oh, well, let me see here. Well, we got to do something because, well, first of all, there's a big portion of people that say, well, they're redacting and they're editing this Mueller report so that hides all the collusion. Well, there might be some high security information in there that they don't want to have brought out. So they're cutting it and editing just stuff that's not going to change what the report says, but it's going to keep classified information from the public. And I'm sure if there's been stuff on Barack Obama, they've done the same thing. You know, they cut out stuff that's not pertinent to the substance, but you know, the Democrats are never going to be happy because they were told no way Trump could ever win, and he won. And now it's, oh, we need his tax returns. Where's Trump? We're going to force his tax returns because when we get his tax returns released and then we get him thrown out of the White House because his taxes, oh, wow, just, oh, wow, so maybe. Maybe they might find an error on his taxes. Wow. Okay, so what's he... Wow. Bill Clinton got impeached. How was he thrown out of office? I'm waiting for that one because he wasn't, you know. I love it because the Democrats are just eating each other alive. You're going to have that. Because Trump won, everyone's going to try to be the Democratic Trump and they're going to try to, well, I guarantee, Alex Baldwin. Yeah, I don't know if you read this. He said that he can win, guarantee. Oh, have me as a Democratic nominee. I guarantee you I'll win. I guarantee you. Well, good luck, because you're going to have to go against Bernie Sanders and Creep-O-Matic guy, Joe Biden, all kinds of stuff. They're just going to eat themselves to death. And what Republicans need to do is say, hey, we've got Trump, we've got a Republican president, just go with it. You know, they're going to eat themselves alive. We'll just, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be great because it's just going to be like, it's going to be like reality TV. It's going to be like the the Osborne family from the MTV days, but the Democratic Party. You're going to have Nancy Pelosi as Sharon Osborne. You're going to have Bernie Sanders as Ozzy Osborne. It's going to be freaking great, folks. It's going to be incredible. Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be probably more exciting than... Oh, yeah. I'm just excited. It's going to be awesome. Because they all think they're going to be the next Donald Trump. No. Donald Trump said, this is what I'm going to do. This is the... Okay? This is the fact. This is what I'm going to do. And he's done everything he said he's going to do. Well, you got two issues here. Did Donald Trump do what he said he's going to do? Yes, he has. Is your life better? Mm-hmm. It's getting better. How do you expect to have $22 trillion in debt and everything just instantly better? It's not. Okay. I'm going to get into this because, you know, like the more you print money, I remember oil used to be very, very expensive until they started to find tons of it. And then it got to be, it's not. Same thing with diamonds. Diamonds used to be very rare. And then when they started to find them, they weren't that rare anymore. That's why you have the diamond exchange. They control the diamonds and the releases of them to make them valuable because they're not valuable. Because there's tons of them out there. There's tons and tons and tons. Now, what I'm going to say is back in the day, there was a thing called silver coin. 1964 and older, quarters, dimes, and some nickels had silver in them. And what that was, paper money was just a promise to pay you real money, to pay you actually money that had gold or silver in it that was actually valuable. That's why you have, and I said this before in the program, it's why they have ridges on the outside of the coin, because it prevents you from shaving off the outside, melting it down. Because you can shave a coin and take, and then you can stockpile that money. And that's what's going on. They keep printing and printing and printing and printing and printing and printing and printing money. I mean, our taxes were great this year. Stuff's getting better for us, but we got a long way to go. I mean, you can't expect one guy to fix stuff. You can't expect to have a $30,000 charge card that's maxed and a $40,000 charge card that's maxed and a $4,000 charge card that's maxed and an $8,000 one that's maxed and expect to be fixed. Pardon me. You gotta, over time, let's reduce spending. Let's go, what are we buying this for? What are we buying that for? What are we getting this for? And that's what's happening in this world. You know, Trump is turning this country around, but he's trying to fix stuff that's been going on for years and years and years. And you got Democrats that don't get it because, you know, they don't, most of these people don't, they're a party line person. They don't care. They're not going to believe. They're not going to just shut up. La, 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 la. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Shut up. You know, no matter what, I don't care what you show me. Barack Obama was the greatest president. I don't care if I can take your taxes, if I can take your paycheck and prove to you that you were paying more taxes under Barack Obama when he said that if you're making under $250,000, your taxes won't go up. If I can, no matter what I prove to you, you're still going to think he was the greatest ever. Obamacare, he's exempt from it. He doesn't have to use it. Because someone actually said that to me. I can't believe that the Republicans are going to get rid of Obamacare. I'm like, well, if it's so great, then why isn't Obama using it? That's his signature health care plan. It's his name on it.
Were you talking, or did you see the video Someone from InfoWars, but it wasn't from InfoWars. It was from someone like that,
mm-hmm.
went to some colleges and I think it was a university, asking people, what do you think about no collusion? Some of them didn't believe it, didn't believe Mueller went fast and far enough, or didn't believe that report. Wait till we have to see it.
Yeah. Oh,
I will say there were some of them that said they didn't believe there was any collusion from the beginning.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, it's crazy, this world we live in. With this whole, not because they were brainwashed. They were told, oh, Trump will never lose in a million years, he lost. Well, now it's collusion. That's not. Now let's go after his, okay, let's. What do you expect to get from these taxes? What do you expect to find? That he forgot to pay something?
Right. Well, and the thing is I heard it was Judicial Watch or something
yeah.
like that talking about that the Democrats, you know, they're not going to get mad that they were lied to. They're going to be okay with being lied to. Half of them are 70% of them knew that they were being lied to about
uh-huh.
the whole Mueller thing. They're going to be mad that they didn't get the results that were promised.
Yeah.
That's what's going to make them mad.
Yeah, because, hey, we were told he colluded. Why don't we have those answers?
Well, no. They don't care if he colluded or not. They were told that he colluded, so we're going to get rid of him. They're not getting rid of him.
Yeah, that's, well, like, what would that matter anyways? He was just getting impeached.
Because they're stupid and they don't know how it works.
Yeah.
Or maybe stupid is the wrong word because it might offend people. They just don't know what they're talking about or what they're hoping for.
Yeah. See, I like that video I shared with my wife last night about like when I grew up, about how we rode bikes without helmets, we drank from a hose, we ate a lot and all kinds of sugary stuff, but we didn't gain weight because we ran all the time. We're outside. We sat there. If we disrespected each other, we got into a fight, but then we learned to deal with it. We learned to get over it. After we fought, we ended up having parents that, okay, if we got in trouble, they sided with the school. They sided. It wasn't like, what did you do to my son and all this? And it's just, you know, and we have this generation.
You got in trouble at school. You got in trouble at home.
Oh, I know. And you played baseball or basketball. Not everyone made the team. You know, it wasn't like, here's your participation trophy. It's a 20-foot-high trophy. It's just for playing, you know. These kids are brought up in this generation where everyone wins. No one fails. No one can lose. It's just one of those, no one can fail. No one can lose. No one can. Let's go back to a time when, hey, like that, I forget, there was a coach that came out and said, hey, every time I go out there to play basketball, I play to win. Because if I don't win, guess what? I can lose my job. But you have this notion that this day and age where everyone wins, everyone succeeds, everyone does this. No, we used to, I remember in school, we'd have like a pinata and you'd knock it down. Some people got candy, some didn't. And it wasn't like, well, no, we need to divide the candy so that everyone gets it. No. No, there's a thing called Alba Gabra. There's a thing, like back in the day, my ancestors were in the Pennsylvania coal mines. And they were treated a billion times worse than slaves, but you have these black and all these people that we need to have, we're going to work, we're going to get a commission to study doing slave retribution to make sure that they get their billions of dollars. Remember,
we need to get ours because we're from coal miners and they were slaves.
Remember this, Adolf Hitler, poster child and kids that found out later were Jews. And he said, this is the face of the Aryan white nation. These are the purebred white people, and they turned out to be.
He wasn't a white nationalist. He was a nationalist socialist.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah, but he was poster childing kids that ended up finding out later were Jewish.
Right.
You know? So how do you know, okay, you're African American, I'll grant you you're African American if you, because I work with some, but they were born in Africa. They've lived there, and a lot of them, I'll tell you straight up, will be like, I don't want to associate with these American black people. They're lazy. They're no good. They don't know what it's like to have to go into a well and pump. Okay, I got to walk 5 miles to get water for the day.
That's the day.
And that's, yeah. And there's a line of 30 people. And all of them will tell you that they're happy. Why? Because look at Barack Obama. He come from my home country of Kenya, Africa, and to go up to become leader of the free world, it's just one of those things. It's crazy, you know? We came here from a country that was run by kings and queens to now, well, you know, I'm going to have 45-cent gas tax so I can have the road to Michigan fixed, even though the last tax increase they did didn't fix the roads. And this, you know. And
when they fix the roads in Michigan, they don't fix the roads in Michigan.
No, they just tax you for something that they don't ever do.
And they fill in the potholes, but you gotta go over it once, the crap is broke again.
Yeah, it's broke.
There's a road, honey, that I've been going down in Michigan since I was 5 years old.
And it's never been fixed?
Never.
Never been fixed. That's crazy. But you think about it.
You've gone down it and the road to my mom's church.
Yeah.
You know how bad it is.
Oh, I know. Well, you think about it like this. So there was a guy that did a report in Indiana where he goes, if you were to like concrete the roads versus paving versus this, and he goes, it costs way more at the start to like concrete it, but it will over time pay for itself 10 times over than every 2 years having to pave the road. So it's just one of those interesting things that so many people don't think about and don't, you know, they just won't. But that's how Michigan is. Michigan's really bad at, oh, we're gonna tax you this and tax you this, and it's all gonna go to do the roads. And people, I think, are starting to wake up that, wait a minute, I thought you were gonna fix the roads with that last tax hike or that last, you know. Pretty soon you're gonna have like a monitor on you, and every time you breathe, they're gonna like tax you. I don't hold my breath because I'm gonna be taxed if I breathe. It's ridiculous. I mean, you have Ilhan Omar of Minnesota calling a Stephen Miller a white nationalist and calling him, and he's a Jew. I mean, and you can't make this stuff up, that you can't make the fact up that you have a president of a university who wants to get rid of freedom of speech. I mean, the whole point of separation of church and state is to ensure that the government doesn't run our churches. You know, so many people, how dare they have stuff in different things? You know, I mean, you can't have church stuff in a government building. But it's just one of those things that you have people in this world that, well, that's separation of church and state. You got to know your history, know what's going on, know what's happening in this world. You know, because it's not as, and so the government doesn't run our churches. They don't teach the history anymore. That's why these kids, okay, who did we fight to win the Revolutionary War? I think it's Russia. No, it's Russia. It was Russia.
I think it was China.
Oh, it could have been China. I don't know. Maybe it was, you know, maybe they just need to carry on. I don't know.
That Omar chick you were just talking about, and I'm not showing her any kind of respect.
It's crazy.
Does she follow, isn't she one of Farrakhan?
I think she is. Nation of Islam?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she is. That guy's a creeper. Because he believes he's the Messiah, Farrakhan.
Speaking of videos we were watching last night.
Yeah, we were watching a video last night, and if you watch this video on Farrakhan, he basically believes he is the Messiah.
He's just waiting to die.
Just waiting to die. Because, you know, Come on, conservatives, kill me. Come on. No, we don't want to kill you. We you know, we all bleed the same color. Unfortunately, you know, it doesn't.
Send us home or set us free. who's holding you here?
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, I mean, we're Christians. We don't believe in killing. We don't, you know, and that's one of those things that people don't get, you know.
He's crazy.
It's a weird country we live in, because I feel like this country is so divided when we're, and I mean, there's always been racism, don't get me wrong. There's always going to be people that, because you're Asian, oh, all Asians look alike. Well, I mean, how is that racist when, in some respect, if you put 10 people in front of me, I couldn't say that she's Cantonese, she's Mandarin, she's Chinese, she's Korean. I couldn't tell the difference.
I have an Asian client. That's very hard to talk to him because he doesn't speak English well.
It's not me.
I respect him, though, because he has sons and grandsons who have fought for this country.
Yeah.
And he has, anyway, but I don't know if he's Japanese, Chinese,
yeah,
Korean.
Yeah. I mean, now you have, what is it? I got to get into this, because you have BS talking about how now the world's going to collapse in 12 years due to global warming and these spots and everything. We're all going to die. You know, it's in the Mayan calendar.
Someone make a smart pill and send it to her.
Send it to her? Ha ha. Bernie Sanders, yeah, why not?
Well, I meant, yeah, Bernie Sanders is saying it, but
yeah.
That Cortez.
Yeah, oh yeah, she needs
that
one too.
Better than a donkey that looks like a donkey.
It's hilarious because, I mean, like I've said before in the program, they've done core sample drilling, and when they've done the core sample drilling, they've proven that the water, that North and South Poles were water at one point in their Earth's history. I've talked about this only like twice on the program, but they've actually proven also, at one time, believe it or not, that they found fossilized remains, they found fossilized footprints at the same level as dinosaurs. And what that means is that something that walked on two legs was on the same planet at the same time as dinosaurs. Well, wait a minute. If you took Bill Nye the Science Guy, or if you watched any type of science class, and you watched the videos in your school or whatever, and you learned it and read the books, we were always told that dinosaurs and humans never were on the same planet at the same time on Earth. But what they've shown is, and they shut her up because she's proven that there's something on two legs that has walked. And it's like I have a disability placard, and I've been discriminated against because of that. But so what? You know, I keep going. I keep doing. My doctor. I see so many doctors, it's not funny, but my main doctor, he's like, man, you need to have people tell your story. You need to tell your story and let people hear your story, because my carrying on regardless and just doing what I do, I just do what I do, and the Lord blesses me and lets it happen. If I get 50 watches, if I get 1,000 listens, so what? You know, I have people. A lot of the people that listen overseas are mainly for my European football, you know, and I love it because I actually get tomorrow off from work and I get to see the Champions League Barcelona Manchester United match. So it's going to be, I can't wait to get into that. But it's one of those things that when we look into life, you know, we're all one. I could cut up anyone in here. I could cut my wife up, cut me up, and we'll bleed red. Because we're all human beings and we all need to come together in this whole, the government would not know what to do if Democrats and Republicans and Libertarians and everyone came together and say, let me see here, all you politicians, you got how many millions of dollars and what, you know, what's going on? I'm like, they wouldn't know what to do. That's why we have a Second Amendment, to protect us from an ever-controlling government that just wants to tax us to death. That's what's going on in France right now. They're having major, major problems. And 5 out of 10 people think that a civil war is the only way to fix the problem. Because there was a time in France where you could make more money being on the government program. If you lost your job, you'd be better off on the government program. You'd make more. And there were people that when the winemaker did something illegal, they'd turn them in, and then they would get they get shut down, all this stuff, and guess what? They get, oh, we don't have a job, so we're in a government program.
Guess who won in Israel?
Who?
Netanyahu.
Benjamin Netanyahu, yes. It's great, you know, I mean, I have, and that's the thing, because I have some friends that are Jewish, and you know, and I have no problem with any color, creed, or whatever, but I want to get into this because I'm, as many of you know, I'm a huge, huge medical cannabis supporter. I always tell the story when we were in, like, 93 or 94, with school, into, like, a rehab place or whatever, and my buddy had this big joint on the side of the wall. It's, of course, fake. And my buddy's like, is that real? And the lady goes, no, and he goes, darn. I'm like, oh, man, look at that big syringe, man. That's not funny, because back then it's like, you know, if you smoke a joint, that's equivalent to like 5 million cigarettes, and you're going to die because it's so highly addictive and so dangerous. And, of course, we all know that back in the 70s, they knew that it shrunk tumors, and they covered it up. Because if you legalize cannabis in this country, let me tell you something, you'll be getting pounds of weed for like a dollar. Where's the pharmaceutical company gonna get money if you can get pounds of weed for a dollar and you put it in a solvent like a soluble alcohol at like 95% and you extract the CBD and the THC and the 120 other compounds and you make a concentrate out of that and you ingest it to stop the tumors along with chemo and radiation, all these other things that doctors will help you do. They won't make money. That's why they don't want to cure diabetes. When you pay six or seven or eight or nine or $100 or even $1,500 a month just for testing supplies, they want you to take a pill. My doctor sometimes wonders if there's a way to shut off the acid reflux or turn it down or if they just take the pill every day, it'll work. So who knows? I mean, the big issue with cannabis right now is, hello Omar and all those, how you doing? Thank you so much all for tuning in, but the problem you have is they have narcotics that are chewables, right? Like gummies for kids. But they have like Pop Tarts, you know? I used to love this, but can't have them because I can't eat wheat. But they have Pop Tarts. And they have all these, like, they'll have like Twix, but it'll be an altered name. And it'll be cannabis infused and this and that. And it's like, you know, and it's going to get, and I don't want them to get like they used to with the, because I remember as a kid, they had candy cigarettes, and they were candy cigarettes, and they had, like, fake names, you know, because they had the chain, because they used to have the actual Winston and Cool and Salem on the candy cigarettes, but then, you know, because they were targeting kids, they had to stop that and all this. And what you get into is, I don't want them to get into something like that to where it's like, okay, where it's like patios, where it's like Cheerios but with pot, you know, to where it's like, I'm like Hemp Krispies, you know, and it's like, where it's similar, but it's not. I mean, because to me, cannabis is something that should be, it's a responsibility. It's just like drinking. Anyone can drink, but you got to do it responsibly. If you're going to use cannabis, it should be used responsibly. I mean, legalized cocaine, you think I'm going to use it? No. I'm not going to just shoot up heroin. Thank God it's legal now. Let's shoot up. It's not going to be the case. And get these usages down. I mean, there's all these prescriptions now that are starting to go through the roof. The reason why they're going through the roof is because one simple thing. They can't get the pain meds they need. So people are abusing anything they can get their hand on. And then when that thing gets to the point where everyone is abusing it too much, then they keep going. So it's just one of those things that, you know, it's an amazing plant. Your body is made of cannabinoids. I actually need to get back in touch with, because I want to try to get Irvin Rosenfeld on the program. He has, since 1982, been using medical marijuana, thanks to the federal government. You know, I'll go to prison for using it, but he gets it, so. Just one of those things, you know. That being a huge cannabis supporter like I am, it's just amazing when you see what has actually transpired, and they're stuff that we've known for a very, very, very long time. They make it out like it's like new discoveries. Well, we need to do more testing, but, you know, cannabis is showing promise with cancer. We need to do more testing. Wait a minute here. How can you say it's deadly and dangerous if you need to do more testing? It's been tested more than Tylenol and Advil, and they're legal. Supposedly, they know it's deadly and dangerous, but they don't have enough studies to... Because if you lose all this money going after these people that are fighting this war on drugs, okay, wait a minute, man. I'm in charge of this war on drugs, man. I'm going to lose all this funding. I got to find something to go after. Let's go after opioids. Now I can get money fighting that, since they can't keep out marijuana illegal. They can't keep alcohol illegal. I got to do something. Pretty soon, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Let's have a bureau for three things that are perfectly legal. I always say it wherever I go, so got my Merry Christmas Grinch mug out. But I want to thank you so much all for tuning in wherever you are around the world. I got about 7 minutes or so, and I'm going to get into some Champions League news and UEFA Champions League and some Manchester United news and updates and stuff. So thank you so much for tuning in on Facebook or wherever you are around the world. I have people listening all over from Russia to Brazil, you name it, I have them. Canada, the United States, England, France. But it's just this world we live in, you know. I try to educate people. It's not a right or left issue. It kind of is in terms of right or wrong. You know, this notion that, like, to me, we're all human beings. This, you know, this notion that, like, well, we need to have the women's rights. Oh, so you're not for women's rights? I'm for everyone having the same rights. I want to come to a day where everyone is looked at as the same. So it's not like, oh, well, she couldn't do that. She's a girl. Oh, well, why can't she? It's just one of those weird worlds we live in where everyone thinks that, well, well, I bet you she can do that better than me because she can have a baby. I can't. Just one of those things, you know, that this world we live in. That it's like you can't joke anymore. I mean, Justin Bieber said he was having a baby, April Fool's, and he had to apologize. I'm like, grow up. When I grew up, you didn't apologize. You learned to deal with it. We didn't have fewer channels. So, okay, let me see here. Bob Ross's painting is on. Home Time is on. The two PBS channels you got. Some stupid show I don't want to watch. And then like four channels, five channels when I grew up. So you didn't. Now, okay, you have Netflix, Hulu, YouTube, 600 channels on your TV, like 40 music channels. If you can't find, well, you would not believe this. This is bullcrap because I had to sit there and listen to this person talk for an hour on this TV. Well, wow. With all the options you had, you couldn't change the channel. I know why they couldn't change the channel, because they have these like these GoPuff services. Well, yeah. Now you can have Wendy's delivered to your house. What kind of generation have we turned into, folks, that You're hungry enough for Wendy's, but too lazy to go drive and get it. So you're going to hopefully be motivated enough when the door knocks to have to get up out of your couch and walk to the door to get Wendy's. Is it like, are we turning into like gerbils? And like the knock on the door is like the sound of you putting like the food into the dish? I'm just saying. I mean, I don't lock my door so that when like the food guy comes, I just tell him to come inside because I don't want to get off the couch. I can see that for like those people who, I'm sorry, that weigh like 700 pounds and can't get out of bed. I understand them, and that's sad. But the 20-something generation that can't get off the couch and get in their car. I mean, if I wanted to watch a movie in my generation, you had to. Okay, let's get my coat on, get my hat on, let's go. Let's drive to the video store. Yeah, to the old, younger generation. Yeah, it's like, it was like a Netflix at the store. Yeah, if you ever go to Walmart where they have the video section where you can buy DVDs, imagine having like five times that, but you rented them and you had to bring them back. Yeah, that's my Netflix, getting in the car and driving to the store. Now people, you mean to tell me that I have to hit a button to have Netflix come on my TV? Oh, wow. Nope, it's kind of hard, man. I was the remote control of my... change the channel, son. Damn, Dad, what the heck? I was the thing. And then you had to throw the shoe back to the dad because if he didn't like that channel, he had to throw it back at you to tell you to change the thing. That's my generation. Now you got like a... You need to have, like, a computer science degree to figure out how to use the damn remote. I just want to turn on the TV. Sorry, I don't understand. You know, I mean, kids have it too damn easy. I'm just saying, man. Got to wake these... But we've gone from a generation where, like, back in the 1800s, if you wanted, like, lace or something or some sort of, like, fancy thing... You made a lot of these things that people do as like fun things. It was a necessity. Okay, you wanted a scarf. You didn't go to Walmart. You knitted it. And if you were good, you'd probably knit and sell it. And that's how you made money. Not anymore. Now it's like, you know, it's nice to see my wife that knits and makes blankets and stuff for the cousin. Because they'll have that. And they'll cheer us up for years and years and years and years and years to come. They'll be like Linus from the Peanuts with the blanket. And it's awesome. But a lot of these things that we did back in the day as necessities, now no one does anymore because you don't need it. You don't need to go to a Cooper and say, make me a bucket there, Mr. Mills. And when you make me a bucket, I'll fix your wheel. And on top of it, I'll have a buddy look at your horse. He doesn't look good. Got about 10 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Thank you. I want to get into now a little bit of the Champions League and stuff. We play Barcelona tomorrow, and it's going to be interesting to see how it goes, how we fare. I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things for me that's big. It's because, I mean, Manchester United is not a quick fix. It's not, okay, we got Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, okay, Champions League. We're going to win it. Next year, we're first place. It's all good. Thank you. Thank God for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer because now we're going to win everything. We got everything's fixed. And that's just not the case because you got – De Gea's contract is going out. You got Endo Herrera's possibly going in January during the transfer window. Wow. we're so excited that we should be excited that we signed Anthony Martial. But he was already a player. Who did we get in and who did we get out of there? Did Phil Jones go? No. Did Alexis Sanchez go? No. But that's the problem. The team's fun. We need a director of football. And all we need is to sit there and say, okay, I need these five players gone, and I need these four players in. And he needs to make some demands. I mean, because now that Ander Herrera is going, that's a position that would help us. Now we got to figure out, okay, who's going to play on the right wing? Who's going to do that? I mean, I highly doubt we're going to get a Dembele, an Mbappe, or a Verratti, or a Koulibaly. I doubt we're going to get like four of those players. Our owners are cheap. They don't want to spend money. They want to make money. That's a big issue because I want a Verratti. I want a Dembele. I want a Koulibaly. We need some of those players. I'll take Sancho. But I don't know if I'd take us on the guys. And I'll tell you why. I mean, I don't want to put our eggs in one basket. No, if we were going to get like four, if we were going to get Son Miguez with Verratti and Koulibaly and Dembele or Mbappe, okay, I'm cool with it. Because then if Son Miguez doesn't work out, we've got other players. I don't want to, you know, because that is the big question I think that's asked a lot of Manchester United fans. Would you rather have one or two? Would you rather have like six mediocre players? You know, like let's spend $50,000 and get five players. You know, let's spend $50,000 each, £50,000 each. Like 50 million pounds, I mean. Yeah, like 50 million pounds each and get like five players. Or get like two great players, like two. I would want 50-50. I would want to get, let's get two great players and like two mediocres. I don't want to put all our eggs in like a couple baskets and be like, okay, well, you know, Koulibaly is going to dominate. Everyone's eyeing on him. You know, like Son Miguez wants to come to United. Koulibaly is wanting to come to United. If you can't get them to United and they want to come here, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You know, and it's just an exciting time. I mean, the football is just great to watch. When Everton, my wife's favorite team, beat Arsenal, I'm like, yes, it helped us, and it's just awesome to see the Gunners go down. You know, I'm not a big fan of the Gunners at all, you know, but I did, you know, I've always respected the managers they've had over the years, you know. One of my favorite players actually was from the Arsenal, and, you know, good old French boy, Frenchie. I love him. I'll call him Frenchie. He was a New York Red Buller for years. But, you know, I love the Gunners. The Gunners, not. You know. But I do think they held on to their coach, Arsene Wenger, for too long. But, you know. But the problem is you have managers like, hey, you're in the top four, I'm cool with it. You're top four, I'm cool with it. Not like, okay, what can we do to get first or second? Dominate, no. I got second. We got fifth or fourth. We're okay. Terry Henry, my Frenchie, I love him. He was in Arsenal. I wonder what he would have done if he had been at United. That would have been cool. Terry Henry. You know, I so wanted him to get a MLS title with Red Bulls, but my Red Bulls never got it done. But then again, that was around when they still had Beckham at LA Galaxy, and You know, so it's just one of those things. It's just one of those. It's an exciting time for football because it's, you know, Liverpool have never won a title in the Premier League year. So it's interesting to see. You know, it's going to be fun to watch how this season plays out. And, you know, and we're lucky to be in the position we're in to possibly even be playing for fourth. You know, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is one person. And when he's been talking about press conference, he's just kind of elated. So what? I'm Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Guess what? I'm the new manager, but it's going to take coaches and this and that. And I think he's saying that it's everyone involved. Okay, we need to have a director of football. We need to have this, you know. And he's not going to come out and say, well, okay, we need to get rid of these players and these players. No, I've got – everyone has the potential to be on this team. If you bust your butt and work hard on the pitch, you can do it. And we do need a CDM. Bad. We need a central defensive midfielder. Bad. We need some strikers in the right winger. There's just so much that needs. We really need to have like 10 players come in. Yeah, that'd be a huge transfer window. Like total, we need like 10 players in. Like 5 in, 5 out. You know. But it's gonna be interesting to see. I think tomorrow's going to be a true test but United has been the team recently, in my opinion, that like, okay, they should, okay, like the average person is going to say, well, good luck. I honestly think it's going to be a blowout, you know. Barcelona is going to dominate, you know. Lionel Messi is going to dominate. And you're going to have United just like blow them out of the water, like, okay, where was this team when we played the Wolves and we got beat? When the Wolverhampton Wanderers beat us, where, what, you know? So it's going to be interesting. Now, all I can think of, I got about 90 seconds left. All I can really think about was when I was talking about the Jewish people, all I can think of is the Wonder Years. Where the one kid was Jewish and, like, you know, and, like, everyone was jealous of him and, like, you know, Paul and all that stuff. And then when they got back together, he's, like, you know, he was, like, jealous because it's, like, a huge celebration. I did a bar mitzvah for a guy that spent probably 100 times what me and my wife spent at our wedding just for the bar mitzvah. It was, like, 80 grand for fireworks. And
I don't
like
even
the,
know if we spent
$8,000
for the whole wedding.
They spent, it was ridiculous. I mean, it was like over, I mean, it was like 20 grand we paid for food, our cost, not what we charged them. I got about 35 seconds or so left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation that I really hope you feel a part of. And remember, as my wife is dancing there, naked, just kidding.
Okay.
Remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge to each other, our lives are our sacred honor. Until next Thursday coming up, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.